The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahushua HaMashiach, by the commandment of Elohim our Savior, and Adonai Yahushua HaMashiach, which is our hope. Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from Elohim our Father and Yahushua HaMashiach our Adonai. As I besought you to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that you might charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than edification in the faith of Yahuwah. Now the goal of the commandment is love out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned, from which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the Torah, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the Torah is good, if a man conducts himself in it in accordance to the Torah. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the wicked and disobedient, for the unholy and for sinners, for them without Yahuwah and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for menstealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious Besorah of the blessed Elohim, which was committed to my trust. And I thank Mashiach Yahusha, our Adonai, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Adonai was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Mashiach Yahusha. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Mashiach Yahusha came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Yahusha HaMashiach might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise Elohim, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on you, that you by them might war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Chapter 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in holiness and purity. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of Elohim, our Savior, who will have all men be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one Elohim and one mediator between Elohim and men, the man Mashiach Yahusha, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Mashiach and lie not, a teacher of the other nations in faith and truth. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold, or pearls or costly array, but which becomes women professing reverence for Yahuwah with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Chua, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be safe in childbearing, if they continue in faith and love and holiness with sobriety. Chapter 3. This is a true saying, if a man desire the office of an elder, he desires a good work. An elder then must be blameless, the man of one woman, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. one that rules well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the called out assembly of Elohim? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their women be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the men of one woman, ruling their children and their own house as well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Mashiach Yahusha. These things write I unto you, hoping to come unto you shortly. But if I tarry long, that you may know how you ought to behave yourself in the house of Elohim, which is the called out assembly of the living Elohim, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of holiness. Elohim was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Ruach, seen of angels, preached unto the other nations, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Chapter 4. Now the Ruach speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing Ruachs and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from food, which Elohim has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of Elohim is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of Elohim and prayer. If you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, you shall be a good minister of Yahusha HaMashiach, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto you have attained. But refuse profane and old women's fables, and exercise yourself rather unto righteousness. For bodily exercise profits little, but righteousness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living Elohim, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise your youth, but be an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in love, in ruach, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given you by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the elders. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this you shall both save yourself and them that hear you. Chapter 5. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters with all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before Elohim. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusts in Elohim and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But she that lives in pleasure is dead while she lives. In these things give in charge, that they may be blameless. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel. Let not a widow be taken into the number under 80, having been the woman of one man, well reported of for good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the Kodesh Hashem's feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. But the younger widows refuse, for when they have begun to wax wanton against Mashiach, they will marry, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. And withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, Give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully, for some are already turned aside after Satan. If any man or woman that believes have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the called out assembly be charged, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture says, "You shall not muzzle the ox that treads out the grain," and the laborer is worthy of his reward. Against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. I charge you before Elohim and the Adonai Yahusha HaMashiach and the elect angels that you observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep yourself pure. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your often infirmities. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some men they follow after. Likewise also the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. Chapter 6. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own Adonai worthy of all honor, that the name of Elohim and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they that have believing Adonai, let them not despise them, because they are brethren, but rather do them service, because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Adonai Yahusha HaMashiach, and to the doctrine which is according to holiness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof comes envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is without holiness, from such withdraw yourself. But holiness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierce themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of Elohim, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, virtue, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you are also called, and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give you charge in the sight of Elohim, who quickens all things, and before Mashiach Yahusha, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that you guard this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Adonai Yahusha HaMashiach, which in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, King of kings, and Yahuwah Adonai, who only has immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living Elohim, who gives us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, guard that which is committed to your trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Amen.